This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Kuskokwim Ice Classic tripod fell last night at 9:58 p.m., marking it as the official time of breakup in front of Bethel. The Ice Classic winners and official jackpot amount are still being calculated and should be announced in the coming days. The process is taking longer than usual this year because social distancing measures during the coronavirus pandemic prevents all the Ice Classic volunteers from gathering in one place to count tickets. Organizer Michelle DeWitt says at least one participant guessed the exact breakup time, but volunteers will need to go through all the tickets to determine if there are more winners. But the Kuskokwim Ice Classic can announce the Minute Madness winners. There are three this year: the Savo Girls of Dillingham, Marie Otierak of Bethel, and Frida Dock of Kipnuk. Each of these winners guessed the clock would stop on minute 58, and each will take home $10,000. The annual Breakup Bash celebration has been canceled this year due to social distancing requirements during the coronavirus pandemic. In more river news, the water levels in the Kuskokwim River at Napaimute dropped 10 feet last night. Hydrologist Selena Van Breiklin has been flying the river with the National Weather Service's annual River Watch program and spoke with KYUK this morning.
Either the jam significantly weakened or it may be gone altogether. We won't know until we fly. And talking to folks at Aniak and Kaskag, that the water level, remained pretty steady or came up a little bit overnight, but it didn't look like there's any flooding associated with it so far.
The Weather Service was concerned that when the ice dam below Napaimute broke, communities downstream would flood, but that does not appear to have happened.
Because that ice dam remained in place for a couple more days until, at least Sunday night, that gave a chance for that downstream ice, to move out and to just cause some bankfall and some little flooding, but really to clear the way. And it also gave the water behind the Napaimute ice jam some time to bleed off into the tundra a little bit. And we were noticing as we were flying that water was flowing over the tundra and then coming back into the Kuskokwim a little bit further downstream.
Yesterday, the river was ice-free between Napaimute and Kalskag, but downstream of Kalskag, an ice jam was holding at Coffee's Bend, where the Kuskokwim makes two quick horseshoe bends, making it tough for large ice sheets to make it through. When Van Breiklin flew over the ice jam on Sunday, she noticed that one of the two large ice sheets stuck in the bend had cleared.
Talking to the folks at Kalskag, their water levels have dropped 9 inches overnight. So that would make me think that ice jam moved out, which is not surprising because it didn't look like it was all that strong last night when we flew over.
Sunday, the ice was moving between Kalskag, Tuluksak, and Akiak, indicating that breakup had made its way further downstream and away from the high mountains to more flat and open ground, where the river has more side channels and sloughs.
Which allows the water to spread out, and even if you did have a larger wave, it disperses that flood wave.
Van Breiklin says between Kalskag and Bethel on Sunday, there were some smaller ice jams and minor flooding. Below Bethel, the ice is patchy and there's not a whole lot left. Van Breiklin says that when she flies the river today, the National Weather Service may revise the flood watch issued for communities along the Kuskokwim. In education news, despite the coronavirus pandemic shutting down schools and canceling graduation ceremonies, the University of Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus in Bethel took to the KYUK airwaves to recognize its 2020 graduates. KYUK's Christy Schallenberger has more.
This is the time of year college students walk down the aisle solemnly, sometimes awkwardly. Families and friends smile, hold up phones and cameras to snap pictures. University leaders and professors give speeches. But this year in Bethel, all that pomp and circumstance was reduced to the traditional graduation march music, a speech, and reading names across the airwaves.
Graduates, families, and friends, on behalf of the faculty and staff of the Kuskokwim campus,
that's Linda Curta, acting director of the Kuskokwim campus. She's given the speech normally reserved for the podium.
We want to acknowledge the many obstacles you have overcome, especially in the last few months, and admire your persistence and dedication.
But Curta had some good news for the 2020 graduates. They will still get their ceremony.
It will be a unique ceremony that will combine the graduating classes of 2020 and 2021.
After Curta finished her speech, the names were announced.
Grace Anrick from Anchorage, Carrie Atchak of Bethel, Jimmy Charles Jr. of Newtok, Cara A. Dominic of Bethel.
56 students graduated with certificates, as well as 2 and 4-year degrees. Congratulations, class of 2020. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
In sports, Bethel Regional High School wrestler Hayden Lieb continues to rack up athletic honors. He is one of 96 wrestlers around the nation chosen for senior All-American honors for 2020, and the first Bethel wrestler to earn that recognition. Anchorage senior Aiden Conception was also honored by being named to the 2020 academic team. Both have been nominated to the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame's Pride of Alaska Youth Award. The winner of that is expected to be announced on May 6. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.